Yeah.
I'm always ready for you.
This is John Ailey. You're listening to KUT Austin, and we have a special treat for you today. One of Austin's favorite singers and songwriters is Slade Cleaves, and he's here in the studio with me today getting ready for something that's coming up this weekend called the Slade Cleaves Second Annual Summer Bash, and he's brought a pal of his named Graham Weber, who's going to be singing and playing guitar with us too. And before we go any further, did you notice anything last night weather-wise?
Yeah, I was up late trying to format a new hard drive on my computer. It always takes longer than you think. Mm-hmm. I was up at around 3 o'clock, and I heard the thunder, which wasn't, it was kind of distant, but then the rain came, and it came down big time.
It was hard. And we don't know for sure if it was lightning. Some people have reported lightning, but the Oasis was burned down last night, the club out there on the lake. And I lost a big old tree branch. I don't know if it was struck by lightning or what, but it was on my mountain laurel, so I have to go home and do some sawing on that this afternoon. But we got almost an inch of rain out of that thing, so that was a good thing. So this weekend, however, I don't think you want any rain on your gig.
No, I'm afraid to look at the forecast, because that would definitely put a damper on
things. Well, let's not look at it right now. Okay. Slade Cleaves' Second Annual Summer Bash is going on Saturday at the Pier. It's an outdoor event on Lake Austin. Mm-hmm. And how do you get to the Pier?
It's kind of out past 360, I think, isn't it? Mm-hmm. You have to map quest it.
You go around the other side.
You
don't get it from this side. You got to go around over there.
Yeah.
Just go to SladeCleaves.com.
Just Slade.com is all you need. Yeah.
Slade.com will do it. And you'll find out everything you need to know. Okay, what do you want to sing today?
Let's see. I do have one new song. I don't know if I played this for you or not. It's fairly new. That's why I brought Graham. I only have one new song, so I figured he had some new. He'll add some new material to the thing here. Surrogates and shadowy henchmen galore. The devil could have won it with $1 more. Look at all the lies it takes the job of making kings. You can't own the truth. You just gotta conceive it. Put it on the television screen. They'll believe it. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. We wonder if our leaders would ever deceive us. While the profiteers count their cash and praise Jesus, the press sings another chorus of "Let Freedom Ring." Send our boys away to come home in parts. Believe the lies in all our hearts. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. Compassion is a song only fools and traitors sing. All bow down to the infallible idiot king. Today we sing the Gilded Age's song. The 20th century's dead and gone. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. I live and I pray, I hope and I fail. I get up each morning and try to tell the tale. And so until my dying day, whatever fate may bring. It's dark outside, there's evil at hand. Somehow I still believe in the goodness of man. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing.
Easy to see where this one came from. It's the Slade Cleaves singing for us today, and he has a really beautiful voice and writes wonderful songs. And what happened to your hand there? It looks like
I must have nicked a scab. I have a lot of scabs from working on my van lately and getting it ready for the summer tour.
Really?
Bloody knuckles.
He does his own work, folks. He does his own van works. So careful under there. And Slade Cleaves is with Graham Weber today, and Graham's going to sing some songs for us, too. And I don't know if you were listening yesterday, but I learned a new definition for disassemble.
Yeah, I heard that.
Did you hear that?
Disassemble, it means lie, right?
Right. Well, let's see here. Wishbones is Slade's latest CD, and that's been doing very, very well. I got to play you yesterday. I was playing one of Robert Earl Keen's new songs called, it was something to do with Hank, and it was a totally mystery song. I have still no idea what that one's about, but I wound up playing all these songs that had to do with Hank Williams, and so I pulled out Your Ramblin' Man, which I think is so good. So are you going to let this guy sing a song for us now? What's up next? Whatever you want.
I think we should. I mean, it's your show, but I think you're going to like Graham a lot.
Okay.
I met Graham up in Pittsburgh about a year ago. He was the opening act at the show and just really blew me away, and he mentioned that he was thinking about moving to Austin, so we hooked up when he moved here about 6 months ago and been doing shows together, and he's been cranking out songs. And he kind of, he and his wife remind me of me and my wife. You know, he's about 15 or what, 12 years younger than me. How old are
something
you?
Like that, I think.
15 years younger than me. So he's kind of, he reminds me of me when I came to Austin 14 years ago. And it's really fun to see them discovering Austin and discovering all the things we did and working our way up through the musical scene and all the trials and tribulations. And it's tough.
So you met him in Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
So you're from Pittsburgh?
No, I was living in Kent, Ohio, actually, and playing throughout Cleveland. Pittsburgh's about 70 miles away from there. So did a lot of hustling and bugged the venue until they I did it for free. I said I'll do the show for free, and it paid off you know, tenfold. So at least
Bob Dylan played for free for many times before he got any money. All right, let's have a song. What'd you like to sing?
This song's called Along the Line. It's on a new record I'm doing here in Texas, and yeah, that's that. There we go. She don't like diamonds due to how they're mined. Don't care for science, arithmetic, or how a car is designed. Cries at commercials concerning cross-country calls. She swears to Jesus with the slightest southern drawl. She has dealt more card games than any dealer on the strip. She makes my arm shake, she curls my upper lip. Then I look like Elvis back in 1968. I'm coming back to kiss you, hope I'm not too late. Sets the table, both our chairs are 7 inches short. Then I'm Clark Gable, I don't give a damn, just past the port. Bought on a bargain beneath the slush puppy machine. Take a drink and then I'll do my dancing dog routine. Primp and prime yourself tonight for someone else, it turns me on. And I'm here inside my house shoes just wishing my homesick days weren't gone. And all your expectations I equated to descending drones of doors. They came in spurts but still it hurt to sit as still as stones, they fell short. No cliches aside, she's still the treasure I can't find. At most, she's just the ghost of a coast left behind. somewhere along the line. Turn my head due north and see your smile in the spiral staircase core, yelling down to tell me to make haste to your place on the third floor. Winded after stopping on the second flight to smoke and catch my breath, I'm still crazy about you, in case you couldn't guess. Kerosene and candlelight and the neighbor's lamp shine up here through the vent. And you smell a hair conditioner, apple pie, and afterthought incense. And I'm telling you a shadow box perversion of the way I was perceived. I'll promise you the moon and half of Texas if you never let me leave. All cliches aside, she's the reason for my ride. At most, I'm just a ghost of a coast she left behind somewhere along the line. Somewhere along the line.
This is a new one for me. This is Graham Weber. He's been brought to us by Slade Cleaves. And that's a song called what, Graham?
Along the Line.
Along the Line. A ghost of a coast left along the line. That was you know what that did to me? I'm sorry, but it's like, you know, I just saw that thing. Empire Falls, that HBO movie that was on. Did either y'all see it? Yeah. I don't know. It had coastlines in it.
That was in Maine, right?
Lots of ghosts. Mm. Beg pardon?
Does that take place in Maine?
Yes, it's your state.
That's right.
It happens in Maine. Mm. Is there an Empire Falls that you know of?
I think that's a fictional town, yeah.
Made up. Mm-hmm. It mentions Portland in it, but there is a real Portland. Yeah. For those of you who don't know, Slade came to us about 14 years ago from Maine. And many Maine sort of things have occupied my thoughts reading the John Irving recently, because he's from up that same area too, and he will mention Maine here and there. And have you read Mr. Irving much? If you haven't, you're going to love him.
Just a couple. Did he write Mosquito Coast?
I don't know that one.
No, I'm thinking of Paul Theroux. Yeah. I don't think I've read any John Irving.
Get a Prayer for Owen Meany and read that. That's my favorite.
That's
anyway.
The best.
Well, I don't know the best, but I love it. Anyway, this is John Ailey for Eclecticos, and we're here with Slade Cleaves and Graham Weber, who's got a nice voice, and he wrote an interesting song there. I'm not sure what all it was about, but he had some curious images in it. You don't hear many songs that mention hair conditioner.
Yeah.
So, but it's a modern day, you know, like incense and hair conditioning smells.
I write what I know.
Mm-hmm. That's all any of us can do. You know, it comes out of our life experience. I think it's Slade's turn. Slade's going to be, is this guy going to be with you this weekend at the Bash?
Yeah, he's part of the lineup. He's going to kick things off, and starting about 7 o'clock, I think, down at the pier. And then Hayes Carl is going to do a set, and then I'll do a set with my band.
And your band will be?
I've got my band changes all the time. We'll have it's a pretty big band. We get guitar and fiddle and bass and drums. So,
all right,
pretty big production here for the Summer Bash. Yeah.
Outside at the pier at Lake Austin. Yeah. Slade, how about a song from you?
Yeah, you know, I do. We're talking about how Graham reminded me of myself when I moved here, just starting from scratch. And I went out to Kerrville my first year here. And I don't know why you're not out there, Graham. You should be out there, man.
Well, if they're listening, you know, they can still get a hold of me.
But I went out there and did the new folk competition there, and I'll do one of those songs.
You know, we had a guy on here, Jack Harris, who was doing the new folk thing. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you heard him, but he's from Wales, and he played for us a couple of weeks ago, and his mom was listening in Wales and everything. And he was very, very good and very, very, you know, interesting songwriting and strong voice. Anyway, I got an email from the mom yesterday saying he won. All right. So congratulations. Excellent. To Jack.
I took a stroll into life's other side. I stumbled in with my eyes open wide. I was searching, I guess, for new sins to confess. Just a kid, I had nothing to hide. Growing up in a comfortable home, I'd never been out on my own. I met a girl, and so to the projects we'd go, where she was raising her baby alone. Where she was raising her baby alone. She was 20 and I was 18, and I'd never seen life lived so mean. I drove from my side of town to the other side on down, and I learned that there's no in between. That summer my innocence burst. I satisfied my curious thirst, where the welfare check buys beer and cigarettes and cocaine and whiskey and worse. And cocaine and whiskey and worse. Some people are born, they live and they die on the same sad streets each day of their lives. It didn't seem right, it didn't seem fair, but I was born here and she was born there. I said, Kim, you've got to get out of here. You can't live in frustration and fear. She just cried. Mama said, you've made your own bed. Now you've got to sleep in it, dear. I couldn't change things, but Lord, I tried. There's no life like low life, she cried. Now I'm content to sit back on my side of the tracks and look at pictures from life's other side. Just look at pictures from life's other side.
Slade, so you were 18 in that song?
Yeah, yeah.
But how old were you when you wrote
this
song?
When I wrote it? I wrote it just before I moved down here.
So a long time ago.
About 24 or something like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's an old, old song. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what is the other side?
Oh, it's the other side of the tracks.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't know if you know the Hank Williams tune, Pictures from Life's Other Side, but mm-hmm. that was the basis that I used.
Right, right.
And
I've heard that, right.
So we sort of gave it the modern update, same type of story mm-hmm. about life on the other side of the tracks, you know.
And it throws me back again to old John Irving.
Oh, yeah.
Because I just finished this one called Hotel New Hampshire, very bizarre book. But it's got a reference over and over again to the last pages of the Great Gatsby. Have you read that one? If you haven't, you must go get that.
I've read that.
You've
sure.
read that.
Okay. I heard you talking about that.
Okay, the green breast and all of that. And it's the whole book is about life's other side.
Mm.
Like the sound of Daisy's laugh is gold coins. It's you know, the whole thing is about wanting to be a part of that world, and he never, ever could be or would be because they're old money.
Yeah.
They live there. Yeah. So anyway, life's other side is something that we'll never really be able to live, but we can muse about it and write songs about it.
That's right.
So let's have some more music. Who wants to go next?
Graham, play Roberta. This is my favorite Graham song on my request.
Graham Weber.
In the days when I rode on the wind, I'd find a town, begin to look at life as green, new in town routine.
And just as I would settle in, I'd often hit the ground again while wandering for a different scene. My heels left the pedal, squeeze the mortar between my toes. I used to think that I was something, I'm still something, I suppose. And do you still see my silhouette when your lashes start to close? I'd like to know. Oh, Roberta, where have you gone? All the nights when I'd be up too late and you'd catch me in my altered state of consciousness, and I'd confess all my inner thoughts of fear and shame. The way you said my name boosts my confidence like a soft caress. I'm here clear left to center on the unrideable road. Wish I knew the way I was supposed to go. And I'm still the same old fool you used to know. Oh, Roberta, where have you gone? It's been years since we said goodbye. My cheeks were wet, my mouth was dry, and I recall never seen you cry before. Haven't seen you since I walked out that door. Well, life's been up and down since then. Think it's looking up again. That's life, I guess. Series of tests. And I don't look for you and other people like I used to do. That's dangerous. My soul needs a rest. And I don't know what time it is or the town I'm sleeping in. Afraid I might get frightened should I see your face again. Well, I'd fall back on my heels and spin around. Oh, Roberta, where are you now?
Graham Weber and a song of his called Roberta. Was there a real Roberta?
Well, she's kind of an amalgam, you know. She's she's a few people mixed into one, maybe, right. Or maybe nobody if my wife's listening. So,
Married already at your age? How old are you?
I'm 24.
24. How long have you been married?
Almost 2 years.
Well, it still happens young. Mm-hmm. Most people wait these days, I think. But, well, congratulations.
Thank you very
much. And is your wife with you here in town?
Yeah.
And what's her name?
Her name's Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
So she's an actress.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, there's plenty of good theater here in Austin, so I
That's
hope
why
she's
we came.
Diving into it. Really?
Yeah.
So it was your wife that brought you down here?
Well, it was the compromise. Yeah, it was I wanted to go to New York, and we couldn't afford to live in New York, but Austin is... I wouldn't trade it for the world. I've lived a lot of places, and it's my favorite city by far.
How long have you been here?
About 6 months now.
Mm-hmm. It's a wonderful place. And you've been here for the good weather. Get ready for the summer. It's coming. You had a taste of it a Sunday ago when it got to 100 degrees, but that's just a taste. Who knows what we're going to have this summer. But the weather should be nice this weekend. It has not heated up too much, and it's supposedly in the weather forecast is going to have the same basic temperature range that we've been having. And... I'll go on and tell you that for the Saturday night, there is a 40% chance for showers in the forecast, but you never know what's going to happen. You never know.
I'll take 40. All right.
40 is better than 100.
Yeah.
This is John Ailey with Slade Cleaves and Graham Weber, a couple of immigrants to Austin. And Slade's been here 14 years. He's not only been adopted by Austin, he's pretty much helped define what the Austin music scene is these days, I think. So glad he's here, and he's got such good songs, and you're hanging out in good company. So, Slade, what's up next?
let's see. I'll do a song. Hey, I went to see the Russell Crowe movie on the sneak preview. Have you seen that yet?
No. What is this one?
Cinderella Man?
No, I don't even know about it.
Oh, they had a sneak preview. You got to see this movie, man.
Okay.
I know you dig movies, and you like to talk about them. this was, you know, I met Russell Crowe last summer, and he came to a show, and he was filming Cinderella Man up in Toronto.
Really?
Actually, it was last April. And he recorded one of my songs, actually.
Wow.
Yeah, and I don't think he has a record deal or anything, but you can go to iTunes, I guess, and download his version of One Good Year.
Hmm.
But anyway, we were excited to see this movie that he was working on when we met him. So we went to a special sneak preview Sunday evening, I think. It's a true story about a boxer in the Depression years.
I saw previews for that.
Yeah, it's a fantastic movie. I loved it.
The previews looked incredible.
Yeah, it's just, it's full of lots of Depression era imagery, and, you know, it's, as a Woody Guthrie disciple, I really really enjoyed that.
And it sounds like it has a lot to do with, like, the King in the first song that you sang.
Oh, yeah.
There are oppressive forces that have to be fought, yeah.
Yeah, well, it just, I think the movie really got me thinking because its depiction of the Depression era mood and reality of that time, you know, it just really hit home to me. You know, I knew about the Depression, but to actually see people going through that stuff and realizing, you know, that wasn't that long ago and that, you know, there's no reason that couldn't happen again, you know.
There are many people who are saying that we're just around the corner from another one, but.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised myself.
Well, okay, so Cinderella Man has Slade Cleave's strong recommendation.
Yeah, and it's just, it's about a character, this boxer, is like the kind of guy that I write songs about. Maybe that's why I like the movie so much. So I'm going to do one of those songs, a documentary song that I read about this guy named Tommy Luther, who was a famous jockey. I read about him in
Seabiscuit. Oh, yeah, this is the one that ties into Woody Guthrie, right? Or not?
No.
You met this guy's widow.
His widow, yeah.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
Okay.
This Helen Luther is his widow, and she's 97, and I go talk to her once in a while. But this is just one little slice of Tommy Luther's life. My name is Tommy Luther. I'll soon be 84. I'll show you a little picture I keep tucked in this old drawer. 60 years ago, boys, I rode for the Diamond Team, sailing by 8 feet high on horses quick as dreams. Well, I joined up with the races when they came through Alabama. They had a good young rider, just a boy named Sandy Graham. We were two kids run away from home when the world was breaking down. Didn't stay to see the family sell the farm and move to town. From Detroit to Tijuana to Annapolis we rode. They called us rookies, bug boys. We were just 16 years old. We were worth a couple of saddles and two big bags of grain. Big men owned the horses and they owned us just the same. 60 years ago, boys, I rode for the Diamond Team, sailing by 8 feet high on horses quick as dreams. Well, it's Winnipeg and it's raining, but the track's not looking bad. They gave me Irish Princess Sandy rode on Vesper Lad. We were flying down the backstretch. My horse was running proud. I pulled ahead of Sandy when a roar came from the crowd. I crouched as Irish Princess thundered across the line. And then I stood and turned around to see that friend of mine. Well, Vesper Lad was standing still. There must have been a fall. And in the mud lay Sandy, looking lifeless as a doll. Well, the crowd rushed up to Sandy. They scooped him off the track. They took him to the office with shattered ribs and back. At the hospital next morning, I sat by Sandy's side. But the season would be ending soon, and then I'd have to ride. Just a couple of days past Danville, word came down the line. Sandy'd lost his struggle We hung our heads and cried. It was poor old Mother Harris from the boarding house in town who paid for the little casket and laid him in the ground. I sent a couple of dollars. It was all that I could save. She drew me a little picture of the lonely rider's grave. I've kept it in my bedroom drawer all these 60 years. I still see that crumpled body now, but I'm too old for tears. My name is Tommy Luther. I'll soon be 84. I'll show you a little picture. It's right here in the drawer. 60 years ago, boys, I rode for the Diamond Team, sailing by 8 feet high on horses quick as dreams. Sailing by 8 feet high on horses quick as dreams.
Slade Cleaves, and that's a wonderful piece. You have to tell the story for those who might not have heard it before.
Yeah, well, I got this song out of Reading Seabiscuit, and there was this little story about Tommy and his friend Sandy Graham, and I just thought it would make a great little dramatic, tragic little story, kind of thing I like to write about. And so I played it around the country for about a year, and then somebody bought one of my CDs at a show and gave it to Laura Hillenbrand, who wrote the book Seabiscuit. And so she emailed me and told me that she really dug the song and got a kick out of it. And she said, you know, Tommy's just passed away and he was 94. But his widow, Helen, lives up in Saratoga Springs in the house that they built 50 some odd years ago, four blocks from the racetrack where they met and where Tommy used to race. And Laura told me that, you know, Helen would love to get a visit or a phone call. So I called her and told her I was coming through and asked if I could pop in, and she said, I'll be waiting by the garden gate. She's just a lovely, lovely woman. Mm-hmm. And she didn't have any children. She's got nobody left. The only relative left is some nephew that she's had a falling out with because she hates his wife. And, you know, she's kind of cranky, but she's fascinating. She remembers everything about the old days. I mean, she will talk your ear off. I was there for 2 hours each. I visit her three times, and I can't get out in under 2 hours. And even when I leave, she's holding on to my sleeve and trying to give me cookies and make me stay. She's just lonely. She's in this house all by herself with all these memories and pictures of Tommy on his winning horses from the 20s and 30s and 40s. And his riding crop and the silks up on the wall. And, you know, I get to go in there and sing this song for her and other songs. And the best part is she kind of, at some point in each verse, she kind of nod and say, oh, yeah, that's the way it was. Yep, I remember that.
Wow, wow.
She's a wonderful character.
I wonder maybe you'll get another song out of that.
I should write a song about her. And I left a lot out of that story. There's a longer version of that song that I didn't got edited on the record, but an important part of that story is that after Tommy Luther saw his friend trampled to death, the racetrack owners wouldn't allow the jockeys to take him to the hospital. They had to finish all their races, and there was no ambulance back then, and there was no insurance and no rules, safety rules or equipment, and so he died a few days later. And Tommy Luther actually, he set up a voluntary contribution program of the jockeys to fund an emergency fund for jockeys.
Wow.
And he got banned for doing that. It was considered, you know, pinko.
Mm-hmm.
And he was banned for a couple of years, but eventually the Jockeys Guild came out of his work, and that is the main protection for jockeys to this day. So Tommy's a heroic figure that I should write a song about that aspect of his life.
Oh, yeah. I want to hear the trilogy, you know.
Yeah. And Helen's got some amazing stories, too. Some of them are in Seabiscuit, and some she's told me.
Well, it's kind of like what your friend here, Graham, said early. He writes about what he knows. Mm-hmm. And that's part of why you come up with such good things, because you have such an ear and an interest in, you know, people and lives.
Well, I'm lucky to have run across some really interesting people. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my life is not quite so interesting to, that I'm going to write songs about myself, but I have some good muses out there.
Slade Cleaves is our guest, and he has a performance coming up, the second annual Summer Bash at the Pier on Lake Austin. It's going to be one of those Austin events. It starts at 7 o'clock, and tell us once again the lineup, Slade.
Graham Weber kicks things off at 7. Hayes Carl go on about 7:45, something like that, and I'll probably be on about 8:45 or 9 o'clock.
With your band. And so
with
it's
my
a,
full band, yeah.
The time that many people who like to listen to my show can actually go. Mm-hmm. So look forward to that. And I think it's time to swap out and have him do one, and then you do one more if that's all agreeable. Right. Okay.
Great. Cool.
Well, I'd only factored in 2, I guess. I'll do something a little more peppy than the other ones. This is another one on my new record. New record's going to be a lot of fun. I moved down here with the thought of getting pretty much a whole Texas band on this stuff, and we've got pretty much everybody. We've got a couple people from Los Angeles, and Alanis Morissette's band are playing. But this is one I think Adam Carroll, another songwriter, is going to play harmonica on because I'm just not very good at it yet. So it's called After All. Trumpeters are sounding and the coming day's approaching. The crossing guard is humming while the crossing cars are moping. Still he's hoping the wheels are gonna break. To leave the curbs too much a risk to take. And one woman from her window watches the same traffic pass, and she can hear the whipping wind blow as her cigarette is ashing on the sill, and still she's wishing it would rain so she could smash the glass and push the pain into the pain. Waste of time gets wasted after all. Postman at the mailbox feels the doorbell he's twice ringing under his gloved finger as he sets the house to singing, and the beating is growing louder in his chest. He's never had to come to this address. The Doberman behind him sets into his pants a pinching through the polyester jerking in his jaw. He's beginning to consider other ways to make ends meet as a puddle of his blood surrounds his feet. The bite was worse than the bark after all. The cable's shedding layers and the wires soon exposed. Self-proclaimed soothsayers say they know what no one knows. Pinocchio profiles grow their nose till it explodes. Substitute a tissue for a rope, and on your lips they'll place a solitary rose. The clerk behind the counter in an inconvenient market selling candy and black powder, writing out receipts on parchment, torn out pages of a scripture he once read at a hotel where the desk clerk found him dead. The register he's pounding is the reason he's not breathing. The robber is demanding that he set his pace to speeding. And the outlaw reads a large print on the star. Nostradamus keeps on telling us just how condemned we are. The borrowed time gets buried after all.
I like that one. That's Graham Weber, and an interesting songwriter. He's a youngin, but he's got some interesting ideas to put out here. Yeah, I thought it was a good one. It went very fast. It reminded me of one of those old early Dylan songs where he just kept stringing thoughts together, you know, one right after
lots
the next.
Lots of words, lots of images, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Too many words, actually. I need to start a cardiovascular routine to keep up with myself.
If you wrote it, you have to sing it. You know,
that's a problem. You know, mm-hmm. Can't skate around that one.
Right. There's always the old simple strophic song, you know, with the chorus that keeps repeating and repeating. It's the easiest thing. And they'll win every time. People love hearing those things. But... like, you know, who can sing Bob Dylan's 14th Dream or whatever number it was?
I used to know a few of those. Mm-hmm. I used to know It's All Right, Ma, I'm Only Bleeding. Mm-hmm. I can't believe I learned all those words.
That's a complicated song.
Yeah, and a lot of words. And I used to do Tambourine Man and a bunch of those long ones.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're going to do one more, whether it's whatever you want to sing. You can sing me out of here with one more.
Okay.
Slade Cleaves. He's got his big gig on Saturday night at the pier on Lake Austin.
Do Wishbones, I guess.
All right. The title song from his latest CD.
Day after day after trying to understand why the world tries to drag you down, make a ghost out of a man. Your date of grace is due and you've pawned everything you own. I guess some dreams just don't come true, nothing left but skin and wishbones. Each year the world gets lonelier and uglier with sin. You'll never see those blue skies through young eyes again. You pray to every god you've known just to wind up all alone. Your friends are gone, your mama's dead, nothing left but skin and wishbones. Spin the bottle cap, throw a shot back, everything's gonna be alright. Spin the bottle cap, throw a shot back, cough and cry, lay down and die. Grab an end, hold on tight, bottles and bones in the night. You'll never go back home, you old wishbone. Can't eat, can't sleep, can't think, not knowing where to go. This is real life, brother, this ain't no reality show. If suffering is human, well, I guess we're not alone. You'll survive on next to nothing, but you won't live on skin and wishbones. Spin the bottle cap, throw a shot back, everything's gonna be alright. Spin the bottle cap, throw a shot back, cough and cry, lay down and die. Make a wish upon a star tonight, everything's gonna be alright. Spin the bottle cap, throw a shot back, cough and cry, lay down and die. Grab an end, hold on tight, bottles and bones in the night. You'll never go back home, you old wishbone. Grab an end, hold on tight, breaking bottles and bones in the night. You'll never go back home, you old wishbone.
Slade Cleaves, our guest today, and Wishbones is the name of the song and the CD. Mm-hmm. And where did that song come from, just out of curiosity?
That's one of those mysterious ones that mm-hmm. just late night, scribbling in the journal, mm-hmm. drinking a bottle of whiskey. Scrap of paper that kicked around for a couple of years. And actually, you know what? I just remembered it. That was three failed songs, actually. Three song ideas that I worked on separately that I gave up on and put in my junkyard file. And out of desperation, gave them one more shot and actually excised, is that the right word? Or extracted the good part of each of those three songs mm-hmm. and tried to cement them into one song. Mm-hmm. And I had trouble doing it until... Ray Wiley Hubbard invited me to come down to Wimberley and write a song with him, so I brought those three pieces, and he helped me cobble them together.
Mm-hmm. He's good at that.
Yeah.
He's a good one. And you're a good one. Slade Cleaves, thank you for introducing us today to Graham Weber, who will be with you at your gig on Saturday night at the pier on Lake Austin. And Slade will be starting it out with Mr. Graham Weber at 7 o'clock, and then...
Hayes Carl.
And then you with your band.
Yeah.
And it should be a great, great... fun thing to do outside Sunday night, Saturday night at the pier on Lake Austin. Go to Slade, slaid.org
.com
to find out more. And our engineer has been Cliff Hargrove, and I've got some tickets to give away to the tango thing that KLRU is doing as soon as I get upstairs. So hang loose. This is KUT Austin.